Good afternoon, Tracy Morgan in with your extended news at noon. And for a couple of minutes, I wanted to spend with Agway. Kurt Welpley is on the phone. He's the owner, of course, a couple of locations, but we have our Agway here in Butler. The reason why I wanted to speak to him is because we have hot, dry weather. Some of us have just picked up the idea of maybe, you know, bird watching or, you know, how do we garden? And so I figured, you know what, Kurt is the best person to ask right now. So, Kurt, thank you very much for joining me on the phone. I appreciate your time.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
So has it been a busy season for you thus far?
Oh, yeah. It's been really busy with everyone staying home and quarantined. They're all looking to do projects in the yard and gardening and different things like that.
I just want to do something at this point, right?
Correct, yeah.
So do you find that there are a lot of first-timers this year, especially when we're talking about gardening or planting? Because we have this time in our hands, are people just kind of taking this up for the first time?
I think there's a lot of first-timers, and there's also a lot of people that maybe haven't had a garden in a few years or just have more time on their hands, so they're planting a lot more. So it's maybe people that have a little bit experience, or there are quite a few that are just giving it a try for the very first time.
So I have a lot of questions to ask you about gardening because I can't do it. I can tell you right now, I've tried, and I don't think I have a sunny enough area. But there's a lot of other things that go into it. So what are the concerns? Give me just like the top concern or two if we're talking about gardening and planting that people come to you for. What are they asking you about?
Well, every year it seems to be a little bit different. This year we've had some extreme heat. It's been pretty dry. We haven't had the rain like we have in years past. And then there's the bugs and the diseases. So this year there's lots of Japanese beetles out there that are trying to eat everything that you're planting. And then with the hot conditions, whenever we get some moisture, it kind of causes fungus to grow on things and lots of different things that can go wrong. So
how do you keep plants alive during the winter? And is that a different question if I'm asking about a garden? Because you have plants that are just the nice, pretty plants that you know, you buy and plant, but then you have your garden. Is that a separate whole challenge to keeping that thriving?
Yeah, so the difference with the garden would be the fact that you're trying to get a vegetable, fruit out of it. So you kind of need to look at it a little bit differently where you're just planting flowers. You're just trying to get flowers to bloom. So they do use a little bit different nutrients, some of the same things to get the fruit on there and then also to get flowers.
So then how do you not only keep them alive, but if we're struggling right now, the plants, the vegetables, are you finding that people are saying, hey, I can't keep this plant alive because of the heat? Is it just simply water or is it nutrients that we have to feed the garden and feed the soil?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. So tomatoes are real popular, so there's a lot of things that can go wrong with tomatoes.
And that's the one. Kurt, that's the one that I cannot get to grow.
So, with the hot conditions, ideally, if you could water deeply in the morning so that you get the water down into the roots and try and not to get the water on the plant itself, but try to water the soil. Will help eliminate some of the blights and diseases for tomatoes. And then, you know, getting the beetles will attack the tomatoes and eat them and the deer. And there's just lots of things that can go wrong. And then also whenever it's been really dry and then you use a lot of water to water the tomatoes, it causes a inability for the tomato to absorb absorb calcium. So you could actually get a blossom end rot on the tomato, which is really common right now.
Okay. And so I say, how do you grow a tomato? I know that's a vague question. The reason I ask that is because I've tried tomatoes growing up. I've tried tomatoes growing down. Does it matter which way that these tomatoes are growing? It just seems that tomatoes are very difficult.
Yeah, and you got to have the right conditions. They like to have a lot of sun. So if you could there's actually tomato fertilizers that like Espoma Tomato Tone is one that has extra calcium in there. You can get Miracle Grow for tomatoes, again, that has the extra calcium. And that that helps to alleviate some of the issues that you have as far as fertilizing them. And then if you can mulch around them to try to keep the ground moist so that you don't have that drastic change in the moisture in the ground makes a big difference.
See, and I'm glad that you're there. Agway, of course, right there for us that we can go and ask these questions. And Kurt, you're so well versed in what you're doing. So let me ask you about the Miracle-Gro, because I'm one of those people that would just grab Miracle-Gro for everything. And I'm sure that you probably need different fertilizer for different things. Yes, no, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the more variety, I kind of look at fertilizer like vitamins and minerals for people. If you're lacking one thing, it makes a big difference in the overall health. So if you can add a bigger variety of different things, you're going to be better off. Like I mentioned, the Espoma tomato tone, that has a lot of natural organics in there that break down slowly and feed over a longer length of time. Whereas Miracle-Gro is a, just put it right on the plant and then it, the leaves actually absorb that right into the, all the nutrients, and you, so you have to apply that a little bit more often. So doing both would probably be beneficial.
Can you keep a bag or leftover fertilizer or the rest of your box of Miracle-Gro over the winter and use it again next year? Is that okay, or should we get fresh stuff every year?
No, it's fine to keep it for a year or two. You probably don't want to go a whole lot further than 2 years on it, especially with some of the organic ones. They kind of start to decompose and lose a little bit of their nutrient value. The Miracle-Gro should be all right as long as you keep it dry and it doesn't get wet.
Kurt Wepley is with us. He's the owner of Agway. I know you have a couple of locations, but we'll focus on Butler since we're talking right here on the Butler radio stations. Let's talk a little bit about the yard, Kurt, because we've had some hot weather recently, 90s recently. And yeah, my same question to you kind of applies for the grass that I just talked about with the plants. How do you keep your yard healthy when it's so dry? I mean, I've walked across my yard, in some places it's a little crunchy. You know, I mean, the grass is turning brown. So how do you keep it healthy?
Yeah, that's tough, especially you see the ground so dry, you even start to see cracks in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a whole lot you can do once we kind of get to this point. Some people try to get the sprinkler out and water it every day, which you can do, but the grass is going to do a lot better with a deep watering, maybe once or twice a week rather than just a little bit of water every day. You could fertilize if you're going to be watering with something like Milorganite, which is a more natural product that doesn't burn the grass and adds a little bit of iron, or you can use some other organic fertilizers. The best thing would just be to maybe start preparing for the fall, where you could aerate and overseed and putting lime down. We'll get you a good start for next spring and try to do some things to promote root growth. A lot of the fertilizers out there just grow the green grass, whereas if you use a more natural one, it will help develop your root system so that when it does get dry, you have a deeper root system and you're not going to have your grass turning brown as quickly.
So, Kurt, what I'm hearing from you is there is different material and different bags of fertilizers.
Sure, yeah, there's different approaches. There's like we typically have like a four-step program that a lot of people buy. They get in the spring and you apply that in early spring, then a little bit later that has the weed and feed, then you have like a late summer and then a fall. And then there's also some organic ones that you could put down all the time. The organic ones just release the nutrients a lot slower, so there's a lot less risk of burning your grass out. So it's going to feed it for a longer length of time.
Because I know my parents, they bought just a brand new bag of fertilizer, not what they typically buy, and they can't keep their grass cut. They really can't.
Yeah,
I went
exactly
out and I'm like, what did you do, Mom and Dad? Yeah, so they,
yeah,
I don't
sometimes
know.
Sometimes you get too much out there and then you just create more work for yourself.
Right, so. Right. Well, now they have us cut it, so
okay.
I guess we're the
more
ones.
Work for you.
Yeah, right? We're doing the work nowadays, but that's all right. We don't mind doing that. But yeah, so that's one thing that I don't know. See, I'm one of those people, I ask the questions. You know, that's my living. That's what I do. So when I go into a store like Agway, that's where I need somebody like you, because I don't know what is all in this the bag. And some bags have like weed killer in it, and then some bags are just fertilizer. Good, bad, or I guess it's just what's your goal for your yard?
Exactly. Every single person has a little bit different yard, a little bit different things. If you're planting grass, you definitely don't want to be putting weed killer down there with it, because you're going to kill your grass seed too. And then also something that's real high in nitrogen might burn out the seed before it gets established. So there are quite a few different things, and it's just kind of seems like there's a variety of products for everything anymore.
So if you don't have seed down, can you still kill off your grass by putting the wrong product on?
Yeah, if you don't apply it properly, you put too much down, you can still burn the seed out and burn the grass. Seen people, even if you drop a little bit of fertilizer in a pile, it kind of makes a spot there.
Yeah. I know, Kurt, you have some products for home. I know we've been talking about that, and I know I only have you for a few more minutes, so I want to make sure we get some other things in today. But Kurt Whipley is with us, Agway, and, of course, we have our Agway right here in Butler. And since you do have things for the home, folks, go and ask, you know, go and get what you need. Also, if you have a farm, though, you have different products for the farm, pet products. We'll talk about birds here in a second. Most of your products are made in the USA, and I want to get your viewpoint on why that is so important.
Well, it's just good to support our local economy. We try to get things as local as we can. Helps to keep people working and better quality control. Just trying to support everyone that's in our community.
Yeah. I know your business has expanded to a couple of locations. Wanted to see if you wouldn't mind addressing the point of having a business right now. You said, you know, business is good for you, and I'm glad. There are some businesses that are just wondering how tomorrow will work out, or next month will work out. So do you have any words of encouragement for other business owners in being able just to survive right now, if you will?
I really don't know. We've been really fortunate to be open this entire time, and kind of had a lot busier spring than we've had in years past. And I just could imagine that there's a lot of places struggling, and it's just, I hang in there, and I hope that the community continues to support smaller local businesses, and especially the restaurants and things that are really having a tough time right now.
Right. And so, and explain that if you would, because we hear Agway, and we know Agways are all over the place, but you own this Agway, right? This is your Agway.
Yes, my family's business. Every Agway is now independently owned. So my parents got the first Agway store in Beaver in 1987. I have a brother that works with us, and my dad's still involved in it. So we have six locations around the Pittsburgh area. We've been fortunate to have some great employees that help keeping the business going.
So, folks, I just want to make that point that even though you hear Agway and you think it's all over the place, it's, you could consider it a local business. I mean, you're not across the, you, Kurt, are not across the country, but you have those multiple locations. So if you're going to shop local and support, you know, head to Agway and get what you need. Now, and let me get back into a couple of other things that you offer, Kurt, with Agway, because I know you have a couple of loyalty clubs. And the one thing that I saw on your website said the Agway Water Softener Salt Club. And I went, huh? and I'm a homeowner, so I guess I should know this one, too. But that's why I get to ask you all the questions. What is this club, and what is water softening salt?
So we have, once you buy 8 bags, you get one free. The water softener, there's different pellets and crystals and iron out, and people have different systems in their homes. And with soft water, you get better, efficiency out of your washer and dryer, and, you get better efficiency of just cleaning the dishes and,
yeah. Do you think it's something that people bypass a lot? Do they not realize that that's something that they should take care of?
I'm not sure. Like, it's definitely something that people have been doing for a long time, and it's something I think probably even more so now that people are home a lot more. They're maybe noticing that they don't have the water quality that they would like. using a lot more water, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true. That's true, because we are home. And since we are home, we have time on our hands. Another thing that I wanted to ask you about is your other loyalty club, because a lot of people have taken up bird watching. And so on your website, on Agway's website, you can get some information about this particular club. And I wanted to ask you about birds, if you don't mind, because, again, I go into a store, I see all the bird seed, and I don't even know what the difference is except the different birds on the packages. So what is it that you would say to a first-time bird watcher or bird lover if they're going to put suet in the backyard or if they're going to put a feeder in the backyard? What do they need to understand about the feed that they're putting out?
Well, every kind of seed is going to attract a little bit different variety of birds. The most common thing people use is just a black oil sunflower seed that is going to attract a wide variety of birds. And the next thing that would be the second most popular seed would be a millet seed. Some people don't really like that, though, because it leaves a little white shell all over the place, and there's a little bit to clean up. So if you want to attract, like, maybe woodpeckers or different things, we have ones that have nuts in it. There's different safflower, and you can get a pretty wide variety of bird seed mixes.
Yeah. Kurt, I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us, because it's something that, you know, a lot of people are into their yards. A lot of people take great care of them. A lot of people are into birds and everything that you offer. So you have so many things for people who know what they're doing. And then there are so many people that are novices. They just decided to take this up. And that's good, too. And that's why you're there, to help people at Agway. And so, you know, I do have to let you go. I know we're out of time, but I just wanted to ask you any final thoughts you wanted to offer, that you wanted to leave with us as we go through the next many months, as we go through summer. It's hot. It seems to be dry. I wish we'd get more rain, but then if you get too much rain, then you get another set of problems. So just whatever you'd like to offer to us before I let you go here, Kurt.
Well, with the weather, that's definitely one thing you can't control, and there's lots of things out of our control now, but, you know, just kind of working in the yard and doing some things at home, making the best out of your time. Every year is going to be a little bit different with the garden. Sometimes you have good years, sometimes they're bad, and trying to figure out what works best is part of the fun of it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. You can search online for Butler Agway. You can do that. You can look for Agway, just simply agway.com, and then you can go from there. If you want to find the location, you can find Butler's location or the many other that Kurt was talking about. If you would like to get some more information, or just go and shop. If you want to go shop. Do you have any restrictions right now in the way of shopping?
Just we ask everyone if they can wear a mask and try to be respectful. It's tough out there right now. So.
It is. Well, Kurt, thanks for spending some time with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.